Welcome to the Lenten podcast series brought to you by epostle.net. We're so glad you've decided to take this 40-day journey with us. This season, we'll be focusing on the Bazarak. Each podcast will delve into a particular aspect of the divine liturgy. As a listener, you can use these daily messages to meditate on the spiritual significance of the liturgy throughout the week. We hope each podcast provides you with the spiritual nourishment for the soul during your travel through the Lenten season. This podcast is part of the expanding vision of the In His Shoes mission.
We are at the portion of the Divine Liturgy known as the Veragochum. In Greek, the word epikleios means invocation or calling down from on high. In the context of the Divine Liturgy, this is when the priest invokes the Holy Spirit upon the gifts, the bread and the wine, changing them into the actual body and blood of Jesus Christ. The words of the hymn are an acknowledgement of the salvific act. It is the hymn offered to the Son. Meanwhile, the celebrant priest, palms down on the altar, bows before the gifts and prays in private, "We bow down and ask you, beneficent God, send upon us and upon these gifts your co-eternal and consubstantial Holy Spirit." The deacons approach the holy table. The deacon with the censer begins sensing the gifts rather liberally. He asks, "Blessed Lord." The Holy Spirit has been invoked, and the celebrant priest, first directing his blessing to the bread, says, "Whereby blessing this bread, make it truly the body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." He repeats this three times and then directs his blessing to the chalice, saying, "Whereby blessing this cup, make it verily the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." He repeats this invocation thrice. Then, placing the paten with the bread on top of the chalice, he invokes another three times, "Whereby blessing this bread and this wine, make them truly the body and the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, changing them by your Holy Spirit." The rubrics in the Divine Liturgy text direct the deacons to approach with fear and trembling. After all, they are now in the presence of the body and blood of Christ. What we have asked of the Holy Spirit, our Lord teaches us, will be given to us, and therefore the transformation to the body and blood is beyond question. There are many commentaries written about the Divine Liturgy and the process of transformation. On Holy Thursday, the anniversary of the institution of the Last Supper, during the Divine Liturgy, we read a very detailed commentary by Saint Basil about the body and blood. Saint Khosrov Ansevatsi, in his commentary, says that this is what we pray for, believing that it takes place, since Christ's word is not false when he told us to perform this following his institution as a memorial of him until his coming. His Holiness of Blessed Memory, Catholicos Vazgen I, in his commentary on the Divine Liturgy, reminds us of the mystical vision of the Church in appreciating the transformation of the wine into the blood and the bread into the body of Christ. He writes, "Inside the Church, we approach everything as mystery. The stone is not stone. The wood is not wood. Prayer is not merely words. The hymns are not plain songs, and the bread and the wine of the Divine Liturgy are not bread and wine." We are reminded here that the Divine Liturgy is wrapped in mysticism. For our purposes, and for today's meditation, I'd like to share with you the comments of Archbishop Didon Nersoyan of Blessed Memory, who correlates and connects the concepts of the body of Christ with our Savior and our work as the Church. Archbishop Nersoyan writes, "Christ Jesus, while he walked in this world to accomplish his divine mission, acted through his earthly body, which he took from our human nature. After the ascension and the Pentecost, when the church received the Holy Spirit in the upper room, Christ continued to do his work and acted through his mystical body, the church, and he will so act henceforth forever. Thus, the church has the same function in the world that the human body of Christ had when he lived on this earth. When the church offers the bread and the wine in the Holy Eucharist through the priest, the latter acts as the representative of the church, and consequently, as the functionary of Christ himself. The gifts, that is, the bread and the wine, represent and become the figures, the mysteries, both of the body with which Christ walked in this world, and also of the church, his mystical body, in which Christ continued to work in the world and will work forever. Therefore, the offering made by the priest in the Eucharist becomes an unbloody immolation, parallel with that of Christ on Calvary. By identifying the bread with his broken body and the cup with his shed blood, he identified the Eucharist with his sacrifice on Calvary. When God the Father receives this offering on his heavenly table, he imparts his Spirit. He imparts his Spirit to this offering, making it the living body, just as he made the dead body of Christ living at the resurrection and made the church living at Pentecost. Accordingly, following the invocation of the Holy Spirit and the blessing, the priest loudly proclaims, Vorbesi yeritsi sa amenetsun mez mer tsetsedots hantavdabardutyun ikavutyun yevitogutyun megats, so that this may be to us all who draw near, acquittal for expiation and for remission of sins. Together we sing the hymn directed to the Holy Spirit, Hoki Astuzo, as we break from our Lenten journey today. This is Father Voskin inviting you to join me again tomorrow as we continue on the Lenten journey into the Divine Liturgy.
Thank you for joining us for the Lenten Journey series. We hope you've been blessed by this podcast. These podcasts and all of our work is made possible through your generosity. Please keep us in your prayers, be mindful of the needs of this ministry, and donate generously. Also, please take a moment to tell your friends and loved ones about epostle.net by sending them a link to our website. That's Apostolic Evangelism for an Expanding and Electronic Universe. For Father Voskin and the Epostle crew, this is Susie inviting you to join us again next time as we continue our series on the Divine Liturgy.